views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Do you want to discover the path to find your peace, love, purpose, and happiness? Then get ready for a time of healing radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I join Dr. Pat every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific and help you, the listeners, understand the journey of your own healing to enlightenment. Learn about the buried gifts within us all and explore body, mind, and spirit through the show's unique blending of spirit and earth. Get in touch with the deeper purpose within as I share the story and tools needed to enhance and enrich your life. Ignite your sacred fusion power and unveil the authentic you on A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, now.
Wow, everyone. I'm so excited for what we're about to do today. You know, part of what I love doing, and I am Dr. Pat, I am joining Felice Diana, joining me here today at Time of Healing Radio. We're kicking off a phenomenal radio series, but more than that, we're kicking off an introduction to what I've talked about now on numerous shows, and that is a new energy. Not only a new energy that many of you are feeling happening right now as we speak, but a new energy of looking at ways to heal our emotional selves, our physical selves, our mental selves, our past life selves, you name it. And today, as we do that, I get to introduce you to someone that's part of this wave, you know, part of things that help us change and transform. You know, that is my colleague, host of this fabulous show, Felice Diana, a mystic, enlightened healer, Reiki master teacher, spiritual massage therapist, you know, pediatric massage therapist. I could go on and on and on, intuitive life coach. But beyond all of that, she is responding to and stepping forward about a call to service. This revelation you're going to hear in the show today about her story, about what's come through her heart to bring forward into the world, whether that be helping us all connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live, or living with the main awareness that we can dramatically and permanently enhance and enrich our lives. Today is an introduction into what her story and the journey has brought her forward to share in the world, her talents, her gifts. But what happens, like so many of us, when we wake up one day and we beg the question, what the heck is happening? Felice, you're no different.
No.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Yes, that is true.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, it is the question. I mean, my friends are still trying to figure out what the heck is happening. But for you, you have a beautiful story that you're going to share today, because yes, what the heck is happening is truly what happened to you.
Yes.
But in a bold way. Where did it all begin?
Well, Pat, it began because I needed a surgery. And I had, this surgery was a bit of an intricate surgery. So I'd been to different places. I'd been to different towns. You know, I am in Arizona, and I'd been to a couple of the main places in Arizona and had seen surgeons. And I finally had chosen a surgeon. But I actually went to the chiropractor in between the time of the surgery and choosing the surgeon. And I'd known this chiropractor for a while, but I hadn't seen him in a long time. So he asked me what was happening with me. I told him I was having a surgery. He asked me what type. And he straight away said, oh, I have a patient who just had this surgery. I think you should speak to her. She really liked her surgeon. And I said, well, you know, I've chosen my surgeon. I have interviewed a few surgeons. And he said, no, you have to go there. He said, she loved the surgeon and you need to speak to him. And he insisted. He handed me the patient's card. So I called her. I came home, talked with my husband, called the woman. She called me back. She told me the name of her surgeon. Now, what was really strange was that I had called this surgeon's office on my initial search, and I'd chosen not to go because I really didn't like the sound of the receptionist. She seemed very cold, and I just felt, you know, if that's the kind of people that work here, maybe I'm not going to like him.
Oh, wow.
And so I didn't go. But here I was now faced with this same surgeon again. So I called and she told me, yes, he could see you, but the only day he could see you is Friday the 13th at 7:30. Well, at that time, I was a little superstitious of the 13th. I'd been raised with a mother who mentioned the 13th, but strangely enough, I'd grown up in a house that was number 13.
Wow.
That life in that house had been very, very challenging for me. So I felt, oh, I don't know whether I want to go on the 13th. But my husband said, it's an old wives' tale.
Oh.
And you're only going for the consultation. It's not the surgery. I'll come with you. Go. So I made the appointment. Now, I went in to the appointment and I sat in the waiting room. And I started to see things on the walls that didn't quite feel that they belonged there, but I didn't say anything because we were the only people in the waiting room. It was 7:30. And I thought, Larry's seeing the same as me, so I never said anything. Then the girl came, the nurse came, she took us into the doctor's office to wait for him to come in. And it was in that room that I started to see more pictures on the wall. They were all black and white. And one of them, I was really drawn to one of them. It was a soldiers in black uniforms. The interesting thing was I could only see the backs of them. I couldn't see any faces. And that was weird in itself. But initially, I thought Nazi Germany. But I didn't know why I was feeling that and thinking it, because in this life, I don't have a connection to Germany in any way. None of my grandparents came from that neck of the woods. I'd not been involved in Nazi Germany, or so I thought, because I was relating it to this life. I didn't know anything about past lives.
So it was unusual that, I mean, it was like really, what the heck is really happening here?
Yeah, what is really happening to me? It was very weird. But, you know, I was kind of trying to figure it out in my head, because I'd always been a problem solver and I'd always felt with my heart, but I'd always used my head to try and bring me to a situation, you know, to bring me to a decision. And I was trying to rationalize everything when he popped his head in the door. And as he popped his head in the door, I looked at him. I kind of knew him, but I didn't know how I knew him, because first of all, he didn't look anything like his photograph on the internet. And I'd never met him in my life before. So it was like, who are you? You know, and my mind was rationalizing, saying, has he been sick? But actually, he was looking younger than what he looked at. He didn't look ill. He was heavier, but he looked different. The features were different. And I couldn't figure it out. He asked me about my blood work and my records. I had left them the day before. He'd obviously not been told that, so he'd not looked at them. So he went back out again to the nurse to ask her about it. And I could hear him talking, and then he laughed. And I really knew him when he laughed, but I couldn't understand how. But then at that point, emotions started to kick in, really kick in. And I didn't know what I wanted to do, but it was too late because he was coming through the door. As he came in through the door and he stood in front of me, this swirling energy came right around me. It was very, very bright, bright, vivid green in color. And it swirled around me. And it was extremely loving me. I mean, it was love I had never, ever experienced before. I could no longer see this man, who was really not looking like the man I'd seen on the internet anyway. But he was gone. but I could feel his soul and I could see energy exchanging. So there were two very distinct energies in the room. There was the swirling energy and there was the energy exchanging between the doctor and myself. That was bands on a horizontal level, and the other energy was just swirling, swirling energy. Now, this energy left me in the doctor's energy field for a little bit, and pictures came in. So the pictures showed me things. One of the most amazing things was that what I learned, and what is one of the messages today, and I know it can't heal people immediately, but I want you to know that I had lost my child in a previous lifetime. As I looked at the picture that was in front of me, I looked at it and I said, my God, I love you like my son.
Oh, Felice.
Oh, and my heart was broken.
Oh.
The pain was excruciating, Dr. Pat, excruciating. But in a second, I was healed because my mind came in and said, but Max is here. He's with you. And I was healed from that lifetime.
Mm.
So I know that for the people who have lost children, it's agony. Agony. But they will come back to you at some future time. Because my son is again with me now.
Felice, I can only imagine, and I mean only imagine, what that experience was like for you. Mm-hmm. But here you are. And for our listeners, if you just tuned in, what you're hearing is, of course, what the heck happened, for sure, but a story of being awake, being aware, having something happen that is hard to describe to the people in our lives. It's not just hard to describe, but more than hard to describe, it's sort of hard to imagine for ourselves. And, you know, Felice, our listeners have heard me talk about, for me, how I ended up here. And, you know, when you and I first met, and of course, Larry, we'll talk about Larry in a minute. Hope Larry's listening. We'll talk about him. But here we are, we met. And then out of this, ideas start to emerge. You see, isn't it true of what happens when two or more are gathered? And as a result of this, and what you've built, and now your expansion, and now all of your healing comes to being at a place where now the can is now open. Something's now out of the can about what this is, right?
Yes.
And I'd like to skip the break to talk about it because today's show is a time of healing radio, but we're talking about sort of the birth, rebirth of sacred fusion energy.
Yes.
And the
yes.
healing of this. So here you are, your heart is cracked open.
Yes.
You're healing. You're in a doctor's office. I don't even know what you do next. What happened?
Well, the thing was this, that the energy was in charge. The swirling energy was in charge. It was amazingly loving. I mean, a total perfection. But it was giving it me as it knew I could handle it. And so once I'd had enough of seeing pictures, because I knew that I'd known this man before, he'd been in my life before, he'd been in a few times before, I knew him from way, way, way back. But that was to come later. The energy revved up. It now revved up around me, took me higher, 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 higher towards this beaming light. And once I got into that light, everything fell away. So in this light now, I was free. I could fly. I had power. It was as if you never wanted to leave it. It was everything that you would ever need, but everything that you would ever, ever want. Because in this place, it was total bliss. And you are loved, loved beyond imagination. You have been sought after. This creator wants to have such a relationship with you. It loves you beyond measure. It's love in every way imaginable and more.
Wow. In the middle of this, in the midst of this, in the moment, as you're sharing back and reflecting upon this, right? You know, we're now looking at, here we are. The can has been opened. We're not quite sure what is in the can at the moment.
No.
But somehow Spirit provided you with a major, mega, giant can opener. And here you are. And you're at a critical choice point, which we'll talk about later in the show. And the choice point you're at is, here I am. What do I do with this now?
Yes.
What do I do with that? And, you know, some people, and I know for myself, I've been at a pivotal place like this, and I've literally turned away and walked away.
Yes.
Only to have it revisit me later on in life.
Yes.
Not so nicely. But you didn't walk away.
No, I did not. Because it actually didn't allow me to walk away.
Oh, yeah.
You see, because it never left me alone. It kept on coming. And it was an amazing thing because it told me a story. It told me about myself. And not only that, with every bit it gave me, it always gave me an affirmation. Not always on the same day. It could be a week, 2 weeks, 2 months later. But the affirmation always came in to make me realize that this was actually happening. Because you couldn't get both. It was impossible that this could be anything outside of a supernatural power that knew it all. There was no way to doubt it. So in other words, I think that Spirit knew, you know, it was calling upon me and it said, you know what, we need to whack her because, and we need to give her the information because she may be like Dr. Pat might walk away.
Yeah.
And I actually am not a youngster, Dr. Pat. So I think they're telling me, you know, get on with it, girl. And so my message is to people who are maybe more mature, get on with it. Whether you're a girl or a guy, get on with it. Because God's looking for you.
Yeah. You know, Felice, what I love about this is you and I kind of have very similar journeys in that we've been tapped on a shoulder to do something neither one of us thought we'd ever do or maybe never thought we could do.
Yes.
You know, in my case, mine happened in around 1990. By the time 1991 came, I clearly thought I had, my body had been taken over by some kind of poltergeist or something that literally said, you're leaving this phone company. And if you won't leave yourself, we're going to make it so that they kick you out.
Right.
Right. But then all of a sudden I thought, I need to go back to school. Mm-hmm. Right. Most people would be thinking, no, you need to get a job.
Yes.
But I felt a need to go back to school to learn. What did you feel a need to do?
I had to understand. And I didn't know exactly how I was going to do that. But my first thoughts were for me, go to start doing something with this. So go to people where this kind of thing is being talked about, because you can't just talk about it to anybody. Now, I was lucky. Larry didn't really, he knew something weird had happened in that meeting because he'd heard the doctor ask him, was I normal? So when I told Larry something weird had happened, Larry knew something had, because the whole meeting was very strange. But the thing was that I started to go to a Unity church where they had speakers talking about near-death experiences, because mine wasn't a near-death, but it was very spiritual. I knew it was very paranormal. And of course, Spirit comes to us in a paranormal form because it is a spirit. And it is energy, you know. So it doesn't really reach us on this kind of solid earthly plane. It reaches us somewhere above that. And that's why it lifted me out of the earthly plane, because that's where I could really meet it. And so I went there and I was listening and I was talking to people. And then that wasn't enough for me, because for me, I'm not given to flights of fancy. I do have my feet always firmly on the ground. And so I had to then go to religious leaders. I mean, I was going all over. Then I went to metaphysical people. I was searching and searching. I went to people from the east side of the country to the west side of the country. I mean, I was going to transpersonal psychologists. I mean, people who specialized in spirituality, because for me, Pat, I had lived actually quite spiritually, but didn't know it. Mm. I just lived that way, but it wasn't a choice for me. It was just the way it was for me. And I'd been placed in a place in my life growing up where I had to become very, very compassionate at a very early age. And so I think my life had been a training ground for me. Yeah. And on reflection, I can see it was a training ground. You know, yeah. We go through life wondering and saying, why is this happening to me? What's the reason for this? And strangely enough, even as a kid, I had asked that question. Even though, you know, I wasn't the cleverest kid in my class, but I had a great deal of empathy for people. And, you know, my mum's friends would say to her, your Felice is different, but nobody explained how I was different. Mm. You know, I didn't know I was different, but at some level I was a bit different. And that was that I guess I was in training. Mm-hmm. And I had hard lessons that were given to me to make me compassionate, to make me have empathy. And I learned to do that very young. And I had a great deal of love for animals. And I just felt like I was them. And they were me.
I think that, I mean, it's so beautiful. And, you know, it really puts, shall I say, it's really a fresh brushstroke that you paint about how we go through life's journeys as a way for us to be groomed, so to speak, for something that's about to come.
Yes.
Whether it's 10 years, 5 years, 1 year, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 90 years. I mean, look at Georgia O'Keeffe. I mean, wasn't she like way later before she said, oopsie, I need to get this out of me. right?
Yes.
But part of this too is now you've got this information, here you are. Now you've immersed yourself in what is yet to be born. And that's why today, this is one of many shows we'll do that have to do with the time of healing.
Yes.
And how to ignite your sacred fusion power.
Yes.
And unveil the authentic you. You know what my favorite word is, Felice, for this year? It's the P word, power.
Yes.
And the reason I love this word is because, you know, I get emails from a lot of the men that listen to the show.
Yes.
And they're like, really? Mm. So, Pat, for you, you're just coming into the P word? And I said, yeah, you know, I'm really learning about it. And they're shocked. They call me, our men that listen to the show. And they call me and they say, isn't it interesting? We never thought that about you. I said, yeah, because most of these past 15 years on radio, it's been about the E word, empowering. I had to learn how to empower. And I'm still learning. Ask my team here. They'll say, yep, someday she gets a bad hair day. And we're not sure if she's really Dr. Pat. I'm human.
Yes.
You're human.
Yes.
But the word power has such new meaning. And I'm so glad you selected it. You know why?
Why?
Because this is about sacred fusion, energy, and healing. And have you ever heard of any of the healers thousands of years ago? Like, I don't know how many. You go back as many thousands as you want, where they have demonstrated healing And people said, oh, that wasn't very powerful. No.
Yeah.
Power of healing, power of forgiveness, power of living, the power of anything that has to do with love.
Correct. It's all about love. Mm. It really is about love. And it is, you either choose it, and it's free will whether you're going to choose it or not. And so, because the love, when you feel that love, when you are connected to that deeper purpose within you, to that soul within you, that authentic you, you feel the power, the love of this creator that put that divine spark in all of us. Not only that, we then join together because the journey is, we're coming from separateness to oneness. That's the journey.
Yeah. Yeah. It is such a powerful journey that something extraordinary happened since you and I last talked. And, and what we talk about when we have these revelations, I don't know another word. I don't know another word except revelation right now. Mm-hmm. You know, what I love is putting words, two words together. The revolution of revelation. I love that, right? So
yes.
we're in a revelation revolution right now. That's what I think. We're in a revelation revolution. You heard it right here. Revelation revolution. Why? Because things are being brought up, thrown up in the air, and we have to decide, are we going to catch them? When we come back, Felice is going to take us deeper down in looking at what the revelation, more importantly, the revelation revolution was for her, and how understanding this became a motivation, a catalyst to move her forward and say, yes, I'm going to become this and I'm going to give it back to the world. For those of you tuning in, A Time of Healing Radio, Felice Diana, please go to the website, atimeofhealing.com. When we come back, Felice is going to tell us how you can work with her. And there's so much to this story. It is so very, very cool. Let's take a short break, everybody. Benny is at the helm right now. We'll be right back.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's mmjp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley on Purely You Radio. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to find and embrace your purest self. Not the self that is shown on social media, not the self that is created in your family's eyes, but your purest version of you. Purely You Radio supports true wellness, not just symptom management. For more information about working with Jessica Dooley, visit PurelyYouHealing.com.
Hi. I'm Jane Matanga with Grow Your Soul Radio. Life is full of challenges and surprises. Your guidance is to move with the current, for it is in resisting the flow that creates problems. Ask your angels. to help you open up your mind and heart to new ideas and fresh options. When you accept the possibility that there are other ways, previously unseen doorways, will be open to you and you will move easily through change. There is a solution to every problem, so look at things with eyes of love and expectation. Then your life force will flow freely through you. You will feel healthy and alive and will be able to access the necessary resources and wisdom within yourself to help you through change. I'd love to take this journey with you. Visit my website, enlightened-path.com, so we can explore all that is possible.
Yeah, Benny, you're going to love this. I almost did a little rap the other day on air.
Did you have a beat behind you?
Yeah.
I know. Benny and I, Felice, have been together for 15 years.
Oh, that's fantastic. That was really nice music.
That's Benny. He's the master.
I know. Thank you very much. That was really good.
You're welcome.
It felt so good.
It did feel good. But that's why we have like a saying here, Felice, in case you're wondering. Positivity rules.
Yes.
That's us.
Yes.
Before we jump into this and talk about what understanding the gift is, because I think this here, what we're about to talk about, this is the missing link for a lot of us.
Yes.
For a lot of us. I still claim that I'm not completely sure what the gift is
that I've been given.
I'm working on it. But before we do, how can people work with you? Please tell us about your healing practice for sacred fusion energy, sacred fusion healing. You work with folks. You also do readings. You do so much. Can you please take a moment to describe that for us and tell folks how they can contact you?
Yes, they can come to my website, atimeofhealing.com. There is a contact form there. They can go to Facebook, atimeofhealing.com. My telephone number's on there. The contact forms are on there. And I always reply within 24 to 48 hours.
I'm telling you, I've been working with Felice now here for several months. I am so honored to take this journey with her. When we first started to talk, and it was actually even before sacred fusion, those words popped out.
Yes.
But we started to talk and there was something going on, right? There was like something that you were called to do here. I mean, people don't say yes to doing a radio show without having like something, but you weren't exactly sure of it. This is what I love about you, Felice, and this is why your work is so very powerful. It's because you understand the in-between space. You understand what it's like to be in between. You honor that in everybody's journey, and you honored it in yourself until the time was right. And so I want to talk about that. Because understanding your gift is what makes you pivotal in working with others, because you get it when others don't quite understand the gift yet. Tell us about what that means to you and how it changed the trajectory of your journey. And by the way, Larry's still with you. So we don't want to think that, you know, we threw Larry off to the side here.
No. And Larry has come along on this journey. You know, he's supported me on this journey, even when his belief system was a little different. But I have to tell you, Dr. Pat, he's coming along the journey very nicely now.
Thank goodness. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is. Because you know what? The energy mixes with yours and you move along with it. Once that energy merges with you, you're moving along. And so, well, for me, I didn't know what I was supposed to do with this. I decided I would go to some spiritual seminars.
Oh boy.
And there was one in my town, and the woman who had organized this seminar was somebody who had gone to this Unity Church, but I did not know her. So actually, I was in the bathroom, and this woman from the Unity Church, I recognized her, but she did not know me. She asked me, did I live in the town, and what was I doing there? And I said, yes, I did. And we just chatted very briefly and went back into the seminar. But at lunchtime, I was coming back into the hotel lobby, and the woman was there with the teacher of the seminar, and he was quite well known. And she called me over, beckoned me over, and he started to talk to me. And the first thing he said to me was, "You know, you're a healer." And I kind of looked at him and I said, "Well, how do you know that?" And he said to me, "Because it's pouring out of your hands." Wow. He said, "It's bright green." Now, when he said it was bright green, you see, that affirmed my experience because it was also very bright green. So it wasn't like I felt, well, this man is just plucking it out from somewhere. This matches. I need to look at that. He said, "Yes, you're a healer." And he said, "People are going to want to come to you." Now, what was really strange was, after all these this experience had happened to me, there were many experiences, but people were very drawn to me, even when I was just shopping. I mean, people would come to me. They'd actually say very nice things to me. They'd kind of want to be walking with me. And I was just amazed by it. In fact, I went to the dentist, the maxillofacial surgeon. I had a little lump on my lip and I didn't know what it was. It was nothing, but I went and Larry came with me. And even the maxillofacial surgeon behaved strangely because as I was going, instead of saying, you know, "It was nice meeting you," he said to me, "I think you're fantastic." And I kind of looked at him and thought, "Oh, it's one of those funny things again." And Larry and I walked out laughing because it was such a strange thing to say. And so it was strange. I knew something was happening. And so I then started to say, "Okay, it's with my hands. Well, I'm not going to be a doctor because I'm not going back to school. I'm not going to be a nurse because, you know, I don't want to go back to school and do this. What can I do with my hands?" Now, I knew it was energetic because it was just there. And it wasn't, I knew I hadn't learned anything to have this power. Mm-hmm. This power was actually working through me. So I knew that I was a good channel for this energy. That's what I realized. I was the channel. And so I started to go on the internet and Google, what could I do? What could I do? What didn't I need a million degrees for? And I found I could do energy healing.
Wow. This is, okay. I love this revelation revolution, because I think that's what 2019 is about. Yeah. I think things are being revealed to us so fast that what I love about what you're sharing is the ego does not have time to fill up its tank with all of the negativity and reasons why we shouldn't step out in the world. That's how quickly things are being revealed.
Yes.
But there's still an action, right?
Yes.
There's still something you had to do and you had to say. And today, this is one of many shows we're going to do together. Some of them will be live call-in shows, demonstrations, all of the above. That is a giant yes.
That it was, yes.
The universe.
It was a yes, yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. It was a giant yes. I was on board and I wanted to know because I am a mystic. And you see, I recognized it was the creator and I wanted to know more because I had so much more that I knew that I had to bring to my awareness.
Wow.
And it's exciting. It's exciting. It's, you know, life itself can be, it brings us challenges and everything, but there's a lot about life that can be boring.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, but this is never boring. The creator is never boring.
No, no, no. And I love that you're bringing this up and sharing, because sometimes I think we confuse boring with, let's just call it detail.
Yes.
See, sometimes we have to pay attention to the detail of our lives, right?
Yes, yes.
You know, it's hard to have an 8-foot or a 10-foot sliding glass door and decide you're going to only clean the top part, right?
Yes, yes.
There's a detail in that. Yet at the same time, cleaning that window gives you instant gratification. Some people may say it's boring. Other people may say, I love it.
Right.
But the universe doesn't care whether it's boring or not.
No, the universe does not care. That's exactly right. The universe has a power that we have to recognize, because that power doesn't say no. When it wants something, it's going to try and get it.
Mm.
And it really doesn't care. It's very loving, but in a way, it's going to make you get there. It's going to keep coming at you. Like you said, Dr. Pat, you walked away, but it didn't say no. It came back again. It tries again. It tries again. And it tries again. And for me, it was a big yes. And I think, you know, it was maybe it was the timing in my life. Maybe it was a level of my maturity. Maybe I felt, well, I've done these other things, and I had done other things. I mean, my biggest joy was my child. My child came to me with great difficulty. Mm-hmm. And so it was a choice for me. It wasn't like one day I got pregnant and said, I'm pregnant. This was a choice. You know, we had to make a choice. Did we want to become parents? Because wow. I had much suffering before that physically. And but I'd seen that, you know, there's that saying, God provides, and God had provided.
Mm-hmm.
Not always in my timing, but it had got provided for me. And mm-hmm. I could reflect now back and see that, you know what? There'd been a meaning to everything. As hard as it had been for me to accept at the time, the pain had been at times excruciating. You know, times when you feel you can't put one foot in front of another. How am I doing this? How am I surviving? But you do. You have to dig deep, find the strength, and carry on. And somewhere along the line, I've seen the Creator comes in and shows you, here, my child, this is what it's been for.
Oh. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, wait till you hear how this comes together. And what I love to talk about is how it comes together to reveal the power of next. Felice Deanna, this is A Time of Healing Radio. You're going to be hearing a lot from Felice as we move forward. She's a fantastic storyteller, powerful healer, and someone that gets the in-between space. We'll be right back.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events. Tune in to People Like Us Radio with Megan Lyons, transcending the trauma of the human experience. Megan will be raising the universal consciousness by empowering listeners with their own inner strength, working past trauma and abuse. Megan will show you how to find true healing and inner peace through the art and practice of self-love. Tune in every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. For more information about Megan and her work, visit enterthelightllc.com.
How often do you find yourself wondering, why me? Learn a new shift in perspective to see how everything that takes place in your life is actually working for you and shifting you towards your own enlightenment. Tune in to Blank Enlightenment Radio with Misty Thompson each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit MistyMThompson.com. That's MistyMThompson.com.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, give me the joy, make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhord.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit SourceLightIntegrations.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm so thrilled to be doing this show. I'm Dr. Pat. To be doing this show with Felice Deanna, a Time of Healing Radio. You're going to hear lots more about the show today. We're talking about sacred fusion energy and its need in today's world. And today you're hearing the story of what it's like to be tapped on the shoulder. Sometimes we get tapped on the shoulder. Sometimes in my case, it was a 2x4. But in any event, what happens is you have to give birth, right, Felice?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Tell folks how they can work with you directly and tell folks how they can contact you. And then we're going to talk about what it's like to join all the dots together, say yes, and take action.
Yeah. Okay. So they can contact me on atimeofhealing.com. There is a contact form there, but my telephone number is there too, 520-576-3942. I do different types of sessions. They'll see that on the website. I also do remote healing. The remote healing is just as powerful. So if you don't live in my area, that's fine. And so I look forward to hearing from you. And everybody who contacts always gets an extra 15 minutes onto their session. And so we chat, and I'm generous with my time.
I love it. Okay, here we are. You've gone through a revelation. You've mm-hmm. taken some action. You learned about the energy that you're experiencing. And now you are at the doorstep of walking through the portal that says, I am a healer. What was that like when you connected all the dots?
Well, it was pretty amazing because when I started going to the classes for energy healing, the feedback was amazing to me because really before they taught me anything, we would get taught a little bit and then we'd practice on each other. And the feedback when I was practicing on people was, wow, you've just healed me. Or, you know, we did like a distance session in a room and I knew who I was healing, but that person didn't know who was healing them. And this woman, she actually had been very big in the corporate world, had given up that job because her calling was to do healing and actually psychic words and messages. And I healed her, but I sat across from her. And I want to tell you, Dr. Pat, I had to put all my faith and go to that space of that initial divine encounter. That's what I did because I was so new to this. And I see all these other people and they've got these messages. And I sat there and I said, oh, Lord, I'm praying. Let me do what I'm meant to do. And I went to that space and I looked at her across the room. I wasn't directly across because we were kind of mixed up. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, give me where I'm supposed to go. And what came to me was, okay, send it to a head, send it to a stomach, send it back to a head and back to a stomach. And I stayed on that. And I thought, I don't know why I want to do this, but I'm just going to trust it. I'm going to do it. As we finished that session, the teacher said, went around and said, do you know who your healer is? And she came to this woman and she said, do you know who your healer is? And the woman said, yes, it's Felice. And I'm looking gaga because, you know, I don't know anything about this. She said, of course it's Felicia. I felt the energy. She said, and I can tell you what you did. She said, you went to my head, to my stomach, to my head, to my stomach, to my head, to to my stomach. And she said, I want to share something with you. She said, I had a psychic surgery. I won't mention the name of the man. He was in South America. And she said, I came back. And she said, I have had stomach ache ever since. She said, you've just healed me. Thank you very much. The pain went right out of my crown. I had a man come to me who really wasn't a believer. Well, he was a believer in traditional religion. Yeah. You know, his wife wanted him to come. He had a bad knee. I worked on him. I used my intuition. The messages come in, go here, go there. Opened his foot up, the chakra in his foot, and said, okay, the pain will go out through the foot. After I'd finished, he said, how did you do that? I said, do what? He said, it went right out my foot. And so I started to really trust it. And learning the different energies helped me to trust, just trust, that I was connected. As long as I connected to that energy that was given me, gifted to me, the energy that was able to work through me as the vessel, if I could connect with that and understand, remain humble, that I was not the energy, but I was the vessel that was chosen to bring this energy through me, then I could do the healing work.
Wow. That had to be not only a fantastic revelation for you, but also had to be one of those moments where, without even thinking about it, everything energetically created this harmony both within you and around you as you stepped in to practice.
Oh, it did. And one of the most touching ones of all was actually of a kid who had a neuroblastoma.
Mm.
Now, he did not, he came with his mum. I had met his mum several months before at a wellness convention. I was showing what I did, and she was just one of the visitors there. She came over and chatted to me and told me she had a child with a brain tumor. And she took one of my cards. Now, I hadn't heard from her and I wasn't really thinking of her, but it was a Friday evening and I was finishing when the phone rang. And there was a woman on the other side and she said to me, are you open? And I said, well, I'm just closing. She said, I met you a few months ago, and immediately I knew who it was. And
amazing.
I said to her, you're the woman with the child with the tumor in the brain. She said, yes. I said, I'm going to wait for you. And so I said, where do you live? And she told me, I said, I'm waiting for you. And so she came. She had the young boy with her. He was about 14. His name was Joseph. And I asked him, I said, so who's coming for this session, you or your mum? And he, with his little yellow face, said, my mum, because she needs it more than me.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, Felice, that story, what a beautiful way to bring this all back to the forefront. Thank you. Thank you for today. Thank you for bringing your gifts and your talents to the forefront. Thank you. And I'm looking forward to our continuing shows here. Thank you so very much for them.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
I just want to ask you, what's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with?
Well, I think the message is, be kind. Always choose to be kind.
One more time, your website, Felice, and thank you again.
It's atimeofhealing.com. The telephone number is 520-576-3942. And you can follow me on Facebook if you like, too, A Time of Healing.
Awesome. For those of you out there, you're going to be hearing a lot more from amazing Feliciana. And also, one of the things she will be talking about is sacred fusion energy, sacred fusion healing, all of the above. Thank you, Felice. Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pat. It's been a pleasure. Love, light, and healing, everyone.
Thank you for listening to A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on transformationtalkradio.com. Make sure to tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific and learn to open your heart and mind to your own unique sacred journey. As an enlightened mystic and healer, I heeded a call to service by sharing my gifts through my hands, intuition, words, and heart to help you, the listeners, get in touch with your deeper purpose and learn to unveil the authentic you. For more information on me, Felice Diana, and my work, visit atimeofhealingradio.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.